You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Dan Hughes of San Antonio Silver Stars, and you are listening to Dishing and Swishing and enjoying every minute of it.
WSTRradio.com.
At the spots where we're trying to identify, no one has consistently been way above the line, and no one's been below the line. So you've had a lot of players play well. So it makes it very difficult to identify who's ahead of who. You know, you'll go one game or one practice, someone say, wow, that kid's here. Then the next game, they'll come back down to level, and another kid will step up. But trying to get them to do it 2-3 days in a row has been a little bit of a challenge.
How hard is it also to try and gauge some of the people when they're not here, they're injured?
Right. And that's all you can do. If you're here, then you've got to make the most of it. If you're not here, you shouldn't be penalized for not being here. So obviously Angel, Sue, and Swin, by virtue of where they are and what they're doing, means they're really good. So what do you do about those three? Like you said, Sue has some experience. Obviously, Swin was in the Olympics two Olympics ago. Angel is Angel. You know, there's very few players like her right now in the WNBA.
it's a position that I envy the committee being in.
Right. That's why it's good to have a general manager sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Take the pressure off the coaching staff.